You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they own.
Something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
Evening, you've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And how are you out there? Hope you're keeping warm. It is frosty. They said it was warmer today, but I don't believe them. But that's all right, because it's warm in here, and I've got two lovely guests with me right now. Two parts of Prairie Smoke have joined me in the studio this evening. Hello.
Hi.
It's been since summer, but I see you on Instagram every once in a while in these nice tableaus and like sitting on the grass or sitting. And just like playing guitar and singing and like, it's lovely. So if you're out there and you want to see a little vignettes of some lovely playing, it's Prairie Smoke. It's underscore Prairie Smoke?
PrairieSmoke.band.
PrairieSmoke.band at Instagram. Just look that up. But we'll get back to that a little bit later. We have some instruments in the studio, so we'll be hearing a little bit of live music coming up, so please keep it tuned here. And you've been a band for how long?
For actually, I think it's a year officially.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah. Just about a year.
Congratulations.
Yes. About a year ago, we were at a show at the Handsome Daughter, and we randomly decided to become a band.
Nice.
And it all happened very fast. From there. Yeah.
Well, shows are a great source of inspiration for sure. And mm-hmm. I want to do that.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Which band was it?
Virgo Rising.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. So, how long have you been playing?
Together?
Well, just individually.
Individually. I started vocal lessons when I was 12, and I started learning guitar with my voice teacher. And then I've just been doing that forever, basically. didn't see myself being in a band. And then that magical night happened a year ago.
Yeah, I am completely new to the instruments that I play in this band. I played piano my whole childhood and like it was in like concert band in school and choir and such, but I picked up the drums and the bass for this band mm-hmm. because we needed them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and you have an acoustic bass. It's yes. Yeah, really cool.
It's
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, so I didn't bring the bass tonight, but we have the cajon and a guitar. This isn't the one that you have to tune from the inside, hey?
No. Or,
no, the battery was on the inside on that one.
Yeah, the yeah. battery is on the inside.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Very annoying.
This well, one's we a little bit easier to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you hit up some open mics. So you've had the Cube. You were at the mm-hmm. Cube. And yeah. Which other open mics do you have been
we've
to?
We've actually only done the Cube.
Oh, okay.
But, and, like, we continued on with Tommy Cross's like
nice.
Running away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
We did like our first gig at the Handsome Daughter actually last month.
In October? Whenever that was.
It seems like it was more recent than it was. But that was like very full circle because that was where we became a band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, we haven't done as much performing. We're looking forward to doing some more in the new year.
Yeah, and going to be recording as well. So yes. The song we're going to hear coming up in the next
couple. Round.
Okay, such a good man. You'll be hearing that live here at CKUW, but also soon to be streamed and all of that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And maybe a little show to celebrate.
Oh yeah, so. We're definitely like planning that or trying to plan that right now.
Nice. So we have Bella White as your first influence, just like leaving Not to Blame.
Yes.
Yeah. And who is Bella White? And where do you find?
She's like,
she's from Calgary.
I don't know too much about her. We know that she's, yeah, like a Canadian artist.
And she's also young.
She's very young. She's like our age, which is like 20, 22.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just found her like probably 2 or so years ago. And yeah, she's just an amazing artist.
Yeah, we're very inspired by like the style of music she does and how great of a songwriter she is for being so young.
Nice. I'm excited to hear it. So here is Not to Blame by Bella White on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Watch you look away from me, though I know I'm not to blame. The river's thawed, but you're still frozen. The words I write to you are still the same. Why do you always get to be the child we all want to play?
So, yeah, I'm not sure what keeps on going on. That is Bella White, and that's, yeah, that's awesome. But we have some live music here. We're going to hear a cover of the Be Good Tanya's by Prairie Smoke.
I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I don't know the reason why, so I guess I'll keep gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling, 'cause it's easier than just waiting around to die. I even had a pa. He beat her with a belt once 'cause she cried. She told him to take care of me, and she headed down to Tennessee, 'cause it was easier than just waiting around to die. Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and she hit it on the slide.
Nice one. So that's a cover up of Chinatown, Waiting to Die. They've really got a good thing, eh?
Thank you.
Prairie Smoke, the name, where did you...
We're named after a flower.
Yeah. Okay. And what does this flower look like? I don't think I know it.
It is like purple and like fluffy.
Okay.
Yeah. It has like what, like it's called, the like smoke thing comes from like, it has like white, like wispy things that like flow in the wind. We like kind of resonated with the flower.
An alternative name for it too is Old Man Whiskers, which is another one of our unreleased songs.
Oh, okay.
But that can give you like a hint as to what it looks like. It's kind of like whiskers even. It's very silly flower.
Nice. And are these grown locally?
Yes.
Will we see one in Manitoba? Flowers,
yeah.
I don't know if they're Manitoba.
I think they are actually. I might be lying, but I'm pretty sure they're native Manitoba.
I'm pretty sure when we were figuring out a name, we were looking up native Manitoba flowers.
Sweet. Okay. Well, Prairie Smoke, find them on Instagram and follow there, and then SoundCloud. And soon to have a recording. And you can catch them on all the screamings. Mm-hmm. And YouTube channel, maybe.
We need to start a YouTube channel.
Yeah. you kind of already do that with Instagram. Like, yeah. We're going to have shows in the new year.
Yes. Nothing confirmed.
Nothing coming up, but open mic soon.
Yes.
We stay definitely tuned.
See, that's what I was getting at, too. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to do a whole bunch of open mics because we have so many here. There's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know if there one's Friday. And we have one every third Sunday. You can come down to that.
Oh.
Actually, this Sunday coming up is going to be at XQ. So, if you want to come.
Oh my gosh.
It's around 6:37. Everyone out there listening, XQ's has Purple Room Presents open mic, because we didn't think of another name for that. Who knows, maybe one day we have features, so we would love you as a feature sometime.
Oh, yeah, we would love that.
In talks for hosting.
Nice.
Sometime in January.
So that might happen.
Okay,
hopefully.
Good. So, I'll be sure to announce it when it does. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what's coming out. Oh, we have Irvin Miller Band.
Yes.
Yeah. Irvin Miller.
Irvin Miller is a great local artist that everyone should check out. We've gotten the amazing opportunity to actually talk to him, and we like saw him for the first time performing at the museum.
Yes.
For like that like Alive at the Museum.
Oh, nice.
Event. He was like playing in like the Prairies area like all night, just him and his guitar, and we were so inspired and we had to go up and talk to him, and he's been very supportive and like lovely person. He just released this song. It's so good. Big shout out.
Nice. I'll play this in good faith that this is going to work.
Oh my gosh. Fingers crossed.
We'll get through a whole song yet. And then we'll come back with more Prairie Smoke after that. So this is Irvin Miller Band. Or Irvin Miller Band, sorry. Irvin Miller. I'm drunk again.
Yeah.
And here it is on CKAW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I've known the bottle quite some time. When I don't got one, a glass by my side. I lost my smile along with my pride. So I just keep on walking that thin line. And I'm drunk again.
And that was Irvin Miller Band. And up right now, we have Prairie Smoke Live here at CKW playing one of their own. And it's Such a Good Man. And here they are on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. as we readjust the microphones. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Such a good man. That was a good one to play on stage. I think the first time.
That was the first one we ever played live.
Yeah, it was, come back. So how did that sort of formulate?
This song was inspired by our other member, also named Emily, who could not be here today and plays banjo so amazingly in this song. It was inspired by, randomly, I was in the car with her one day, and she said she was thinking about writing a song about, a woman whose husband goes away to war, and she kind of doesn't want him to come back, and it's, kind of a little bit evil. And I was so inspired. This is her, amazing chord progression, and we definitely, all collabed writing the lyrics to this song. It's, definitely one of our favorites to perform because it is a little bit evil. It's a little bit upbeat, more so than our other stuff.
It has that little lilt. I don't know, a good minor is, is nice to start with. So this is because there's some bass that goes on, but there's also banjo and mandolin and harmonies that will be probably on the recording.
Yes.
And that'll be fun to put together, I'm sure.
Yes. We're so excited.
Yeah. So make sure that you give them a follow on Instagram find out more about when that's all going to go down. And of course, I'll find out these things too and let you know. Maybe Emily and Kaylin can be all on the show at one time.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are at 11:31, so I guess it's time for some weather. Let's refresh this. Ooh, is it really minus 17? I feel like it was warmer today. Yellow watch winter storm. So make sure that you are careful out there driving. Apparently, it's supposed to be whiteout conditions come later this evening into the day. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday looks like snow. Blizzard by Wednesday night. So, I like their blizzard. I've never seen their blizzard icon before. So, sunny is Saturday, Sunday. So, it'll be nice but cold on the weekend. Typical winter. And let's see what else. It's time now for the CKUW event guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. And back by popular demand, Sick and Twisted Theatre presents the third annual holiday panto, Jack's the Beanstalk and the Emperor's New Clothes, a Merry Christmas panto. So inclusive, hilarious, and fun for all ages and abilities, December 18th to 21st. And then they're doing another showing January 2nd to 4th, and that is at the West End Cultural Center. Tickets and full accessibility details are available at www.sickandtwisted.ca. They put on a good show, so make sure that you check that out. It's fun to go to things. The Nutcracker's on, it might be starting this week, actually, going to, I don't know the dates, and it's not in here, so the Nutcracker, that's a holiday tradition as well. And then, let's see, is this current? They don't have a date, but there is a play going on at Miles Mack, Squirrel Girl Goes to College, a Squirrel Girl play. They have no information of when that is, but I guess you could search Miles Mack and find that out. And then we have... we have a couple of craft sales left. Winterfest Craft Market at IKEA this weekend. Santa Shop Local Handmade Pop-Up on KPU Lane, Kildonan Place Mall. and the Polo Park winter pop-up. There's a lot of pop-ups in malls. But I mean, like, yeah, it would just be like affordable mini shops with artisans. So yeah, that's what malls should be now. How about that? But yeah, I don't know of any others that are going on, but, go shop local. And those are just a few events going on in Winnipeg, and you can put your event in the guide. Just let us know. You can call us 204-786-9782. You can drop by CKUW, or just email us at CKUW@uwinnipeg.ca, and email us that one sheet. We'll punch holes in it, put it in this binder, then people can read about it. Yeah, it's pretty thin, so we need your events. And it's time now for my for my Tragically Hip segment. Songs that Tragically Hip never play in concert. Well, hardly ever. And how about it's time for a Dire Wolf, and this is off of Inviolet Light. And here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
To know.
was The Tragically Hip, and I'm here with Prairie Smoke, and that album's purple. The Prairie Smoke is purple with whiskers, and we got another song, a brand new song.
Yes.
Okay. By Two Parts Prairie Smoke, Daisy's Number on the Nightstand, and here they're playing it live on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Crossing Devil's Creek, aren't I fast asleep? It's a souvenir, your superstar. That's what you want me to believe. Daisy's number on the nightstand, you must take me for a fool. By the phone, just waiting on you. Daisy thinks she's found a real man. Once I thought I found one too.
Nice one. Yeah, that's Prairie Smoke, a Daisy's number on the nightstand. A fresh song. Where are you going to be playing live? Which open mics are you going to come to?
We want to go to the Toad open mic.
Okay, so that's on Wednesday night.
That's one of the ones on our list. We want to come out to the Purple Room.
Yes.
Yeah. And I hear that the one on, is it Thursdays at Park Alleys?
Oh, I love yes. Park Alleys. 100%. That's on the list.
You may see Prairie Smoke right soon playing that song and others. Daisy number on the nightstand, where did that formulate?
That came from a rodeo. And Emily went to the Beaujolais rodeo this fall. Mm-hmm. I go every year and I took her for the first time, and one of the announcers was telling a story, and that's where this comes from. If Em wants to tell the story.
Oh my gosh, I don't know, like the announcer was saying, like, was it? He was like saying that his wife, I don't know, the whole vibe was that like these announcers just like seemed to hate their wives, and they kept making jokes about how annoying they were. And he was saying like his wife found a paper on the nightstand that said Daisy and like a phone number, and she was so mad at him, and he was like, she's so silly, like that was just the name of the horse I was betting on. And we were kind of like thinking like, well, what if like it wasn't, and what if that was just his wonderful excuse for being a cheater, and thought that that would make an interesting song.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And down at the rodeo.
Yes. Shout out to that announcer. Sorry. If he ever hears this song.
Inspiration is everywhere. So you picked Joni Mitchell as the next track. You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio.
Yes.
For the Roses is the album. Joni Mitchell, hey?
Love. She was my top artist on Spotify this year. Yes. Big songgrighting inspiration. Yes. This was actually the first song we ever played as a band when we first started last year.
Nice. Okay, so we're going to hear some Joni Mitchell here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Call me at the station. The lights are open.
And we're back. I'm here with Prairie Smoke. Well, two parts. It's been wonderful to have you on the show. And if you didn't hear the show, you can hear it. You will want to hear Prairie Smoke play live in studio. Go to ckaw.ca. The archives is there, and this will be uploaded in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and you can keep it forever, download it, and you can follow podcasts, and then you can listen to all shows that are coming up, which is, you know, a good resource to have on hand. Up next is Alan Campbell. And Alan is not here this week, but I think coming in next week. So, but this will be from the archives, and it's going to be 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music. So why would you turn away from CKAW? We got a little bit of everything on the station, and Alan plays it all. So make sure that you keep it here. He's also been doing a lot of interviews lately. So, really interesting stuff. And, let's see. Oh, yeah. Nick Ham will be on my show next week. You can tune in for that as well. Just follow podcasts and then you know that it's on. Let's see. That's all the shop talk I have. Thank you very much, listeners, for tuning in here tonight. We have a couple more songs off the Prairie Smoke playlist that we're going to get to. We have some Coulter Wall and Frazzy Ford. So Coulter Wall, $13 silver, and have you seen him live?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
I saw him live when he came here at Vernon Cummings. It was an amazing show.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah, and Frazzy Ford at Folk Fest. Do you go to Folk Fest?
I went for the first time this year.
Okay,
I've never been.
Yeah. Oh wow! considering like this playlist, I would think that you'd be all over Folk Fest. Yeah, it's a good time, I feel that. Yeah, your music would also fit in. There's young performers.
We're going to try for that, maybe.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be there.
You get to be paired with a mentor. And it's a really great program. You picked Frazzy Ford Firecracker off of Obadiah. Mm-hmm. And anything to say about Frazzy Ford?
Just another amazing artist that she was previously part of the Be Good Tanyas, which is another, we've gotten comparisons that we sound kind of like that sound.
Yeah.
And then we deep dived into their music. And,
nice.
And we're both like three girls.
Yes.
And play similar instruments.
And we kind of share a resemblance to them. We've looked at the image.
Yeah. Big fans of the Be Good Tanyas.
Sweet. Well, thank you so much again for being on the show. I look forward to seeing you around.
Thank you for having us.
It would be no show without you. And we're here every day, 24 hours a day. So keep on listening to CKUW. And good night. Good morning.
It was a cold and cruel evening, sneaking up on Speedy Creek. I found myself sleeping in the snow. One or two odd reasons I ain't too proud to repeat, for now we'll say I had no place to go. It was a rustle and a humming, just a hauling down the street. I drew myself up from my icy bed, painted on that shiny car the letters RCMNP. I feel a little aching in my head. And then I jumps this old boy about it twice the size of me. He asked me for my name and where I dwell. And I just looked him in the eye and sang Blue Yodel number 9. He didn't catch the reference, I could tell. Then the old familiar click and the handcuffs binding grip should have left me in the snow where I lay. He just laughed and touched his gun and turned to me. He said, son, I bet you don't own a damn thing to your name. Well, I got my help, John B. Stetson. Got a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. And I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind. Well, I got my health, my John B. Stetson. Got me a bottle full of baby's bluebird wine. And I left my stash somewhere down in Preston, along with 13 silver dollars in my mind.